Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
My name is Emily Dalton, and I'm a local pediatrician. I have had the experience of dealing with the health insurance system from three different perspectives: that of a patient who uses an insurance plan, that of a small business owner who purchases insurance for a group of employees, and that of a physician who contracts and gets paid by various insurance companies. What is going on today in medicine is so ineffective that we need to reinvent our nation's healthcare system from the ground up. As a patient, I am tricked by the insurance plan I bought. Even though the plan is called HSA 2000, the deductible for my family is actually $4,000. Despite the deception, I am stuck with this costly plan for the rest of the year and have no options to change. When I call my insurance company to address problems, I must make sure that I have several hours of free time so that I can stay on hold long enough to get through to a low-level representative who has little power to do anything. The disclaimer, description of covered benefits is not a guarantee of payment, makes me fearful and insecure. I am at the mercy of a large, for-profit corporation that is beholden to shareholders and run by greedy corporate executives who do not care about me. Having insurance means little anymore. Deductibles are high, share of costs are high, and many benefits are simply not covered. Deny, deny, deny. The company has so many devious ways of denying payment that even a sophisticated healthcare consumer can be taken by surprise. The fourth time my insurance denied a claim, I realized what was going on. In the past, insurances could kick you off for getting sick or refuse to accept you for having pre-existing condition, but now they are legally obliged to accept all comers. However, they have found a new way to shed their undesirable patients. Balk, deny, hassle, and ignore you until you willingly transfer your diseases to another company. If they deny payment long enough, your doctor may send the bill to collections, and you can end up being hassled by a collection agency as well. Ah, insurance is wonderful. Just don't get sick. Every time the company refuses to pay for a procedure, consult, or medication, the company gets to keep the money. Every time the company forgets to pay a claim, the company gets to keep the money. Each time the company raises premiums, the company gets to keep the money. The worse they behave, the more money they make. Are we crazy to tolerate such a system? The Affordable Care Act, despite the best of intentions, has fortified a monster. By mandating that everyone purchase insurance, the industry feels emboldened to take advantage of patients and healthcare providers. This leech has gotten firmly latched on to the lifeblood of American medicine and is slowly draining it dry. Like a cancer, it has created harmful malfunctioning growths that waste our precious healthcare dollars. I wish Obamacare was what some conservatives imagine it to be and hate, a comprehensive Medicare-like government-run system, and I wish I could sign up for it. And this is Emily Dalton for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.